Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Habits. I am your host, Stephanie Brayman, and I am a fitness motivator and wellness coach here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I have my own business called Shape and Shred at Just Fit Training Studios, and we specialize in small group training, personal training, group fitness classes, nutrition, and 21-day health and fitness accountability groups. I also train a wide variety of clients that live all over the United States because we can do everything virtually and online these days. And I also mentor entrepreneurs who have a passion for helping others and who want to start their own business. So can you believe that summer is right around the corner? I mean, this year is just flying by. I feel like I say that every year, but I just can't believe we're almost to the end of April. So you know what that means? That means that it's time for, or almost time for, pool parties, vacations, fun summertime adventures, shorts, tank tops, and oh my goodness, swimsuits. So one of the number one questions I get asked by my clients is how they can stay in track with their health and fitness goals while they're traveling. So I thought today was a perfect time to kind of address some simple ways that you can still enjoy yourself while you're on vacation, but you're not going to undo all the hard work you've already put into the gym and into your kitchen. So if you're taking a road trip, my number one recommendation would be to pack a cooler with as many healthy snacks as possible. So this helps a lot because you're not going to be stopping on the road all the time and being forced to try to find healthy options in convenience stores or having to run through the drive-thrus, and you're going to save money too. So to me, it's a total win-win. It's more money you can spend on your vacation. So fill up that cooler, and some of the favorite things that I always make sure we pack is fresh fruit. You can do fresh cut vegetables with hummus, homemade protein bars, whole grain crackers and cheese, and then any kind of sandwich thin or sandwich wrap. So our favorite brands for those are the flat out wraps and the sandwich thins. They're made by, I believe, Arnold, and you can get a few different varieties, but they're awesome and they're not going to weigh you down or make you super tired with all of the carbs from the sandwich. We like to make, our favorite one is chicken breast with hummus and spinach and sometimes tomatoes. It's a great snack. It has the protein. It's going to fill you up and keep you sustained for a decent amount of time. I also say don't forget the water when you're packing up that cooler. You can freeze your water bottles in the freezer and then place them in the cooler to help keep your other items cold, and you're also going to have really cold water for your trip. The only bad thing about drinking a lot of water, obviously, if you're on the road, is having to stop. So just be mindful of that. We do want to stay hydrated, but obviously you don't want to be stopping every 10 minutes to use the restroom. So even if you're not traveling in a car, you can always still pack things for the airplane ride or going to the airport. You can put healthy items in your carry-on bag. You just can't bring water with you, or else they're going to make you dump it out at that security checkpoint. But you can still bring food in your carry-on that will help to sustain you, keep you again from running into the little shops and the restaurants. I mean, we all know that airport food and concessions are super expensive. I'll never forget, I think it was the last trip I was on. I love Smartwater. It's one of my favorites. And I went and bought, I don't even know how many ounces it was for the bottle. It was almost $5 for that. So that's insane. So if you're having to buy your water, you definitely don't want to have to buy all the other things that you'll need. So what I like to do for my carry-on is to make some homemade trail mix, you know, just find some nuts that you enjoy, some dried fruits, and put together things that you love. I use those little snack bags. So you're also going to keep it in a perfect portion control if you're measuring out how much you're putting in each of the snack bags. I do like protein bars, but you have to be really wary of them because a lot of them are heavily, heavily processed. So when foods are heavily processed, they're not going to sustain you. They're not going to hold you over. You're going to be hungry again in a shorter amount of time. So I look for protein bars that are 200 calories around there, maybe 210 or less than 15 grams of sugar, at least 12 grams of protein. And then, you know, I have a favorite brand on those as well. They're the RX bars. You can find them in stores, and they're very, very minimally processed. They literally have like 6 ingredients, and they don't have any soy. There's no gluten. There's no added sugar. There's no basically BS. They're great bars, and if you have one of those, they'll sustain you for a good hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. So that's amazing. I'll also pack PB&J wraps or sandwiches just because they're super portable. You don't have to worry about having meat that might need to be refrigerated. Excellent snack. And again, the protein in that peanut butter will help keep you full. And then we also put Shakeology packets in our carry-on. So if you don't know about Shakeology, it is an uber healthy meal replacement shake. It has over 72 whole superfoods in the shake with vitamins, minerals, nutrients, all sorts of good stuff that gives you like your daily dose of dense nutrition. So we use these because you can use them as a breakfast or a snack when you get to your destination. And I'll be honest, I have no shame. I have been known to ask the barista at a Starbucks or a smoothie shop to actually blend my shake. I usually bring also regular fruit with me in the carry-on, so like bananas or apples, and I'll give them a banana, I'll give them my shake packet, and then I just ask for a little bit of water and ice, and I have them blend it. I usually have my own shaker cup, so I'm not using theirs, and then I'm sure to tip them, or if they need me to pay something for doing that, obviously I take care of that as well, but you know, I might get a few strange looks, but it definitely helps to keep you on track and keep you full, and it's something healthy that you can have. So the other thing that I like to recommend is to get a hotel or wherever you're going to stay with a kitchen so that you can cook a few meals and you'll have a refrigerator to put any items that you want to have for snacks and meals. Plus, you can keep your leftovers from your dinner in there, since we want to watch our portions, and so that'll help you to stay on track, eating half of your food and then bringing half of it home, and then you have awesome leftovers to enjoy as well, maybe for your lunch or dinner the next day. So if you don't have a place that has a kitchen, you can request that a refrigerator be brought to your room most times. So again, this will help you to keep healthier items so that you can maybe eat one or two meals in your room so that you're not constantly eating out and overeating, and it'll help you with your travel budget as well. So a few tips to go out to eat is, you know, definitely go out and enjoy yourself. You know, you are on vacation. You know, pick that one meal that you're going to have something that you really love that you can't get somewhere else, or decide you're going to have a great dessert that night. Try not to have cheats, though, throughout the day. So you want to kind of keep it balanced. Eat a little healthier, maybe, and lighter for your breakfast and your lunch and snacks. And then choose something great that you really want to have for dinner. You can also pre-eat a little bit before you go out to one of your cheat meals. And it'll help to get you a little less tempted to overeat. And you can exercise a little bit more control when you're out to dinner. You can also drink water. Staying hydrated is great, especially when you're on vacation, but drink a little water before your meal, which can help keep you a little more full. And you want to kind of go easy on the alcohol and other calorie-laden beverages. If you're out, make sure you're drinking water with those as well. Again, we tend to make some maybe more poor choices, you know, if we're also, you know, having some cocktails. And the cocktails, you know, we have to remember are obviously filled with calories too. So you want to kind of keep an eye on that. You can also look at the restaurant menu. Most of them you can find online. And look at them and see if there's some healthy options that you can choose before you even get there. So that way you kind of have a plan that you can stick to. And when you're there, you know, you can order what you like. You can be specific. Don't be afraid to request healthier options. You know, you can skip the bun on your burger, order grilled instead of fried. You can ask to have sauces, dressings, and gravies served on the side. And, you know, opt for steamed vegetables instead of heavily seasoned and, you know, heavy sides. You always want to eat half and then save the other half for later, or think about splitting items with family members and friends. That's a great way to try different stuff, but to still keep those portion sizes in check. Now, if you are being very specific on your menu, you really want to make sure that you tip your server well. Obviously, you don't want to be that pain in the neck customer who then doesn't, you know, reward them for making that meal a little better and healthier for them. Another great thing to do to keep you on track is to keep moving. Okay, you can double check where you're going before you get there and do things that are fun and local to where you're staying. You can look up running and hiking trails. There might be spots where you can rent bikes and kayaks and do other fun fitness activities. You can look for things that they do when you're on vacation there. You know, paddleboarding is great. Anything that gets you out and active, swimming, anything that you can do just so that you're moving a little bit more. If you're walking a lot where you are, that's a great way to burn off some extra calories. And it's good when you're with friends and family to go out and do fun activities together. Another great thing you can do, if you have home workout videos, then bring them with you. You can play them in your laptop. You can look up stuff online that you can do in your room. Usually you can find workouts that are, you know, 20 to 30 minutes long that require no equipment, and you can really just knock it out and get it done if you don't think you're going to be out and about and active that day. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but Beachbody On Demand, the company Beachbody, they've done like P90X and Insanity. They literally have a service that's like Netflix, and you can stream over 4,000 of their workout videos, and it can be played on a tablet, on your phone, on your computer, anywhere that you have Wi-Fi access. So that's another great tool to use if you don't think you're going to be out and about and, you know, being active on your vacation. If your hotel has a gym, that's a great place to go and get a workout in. You just want to be careful that you're doing the right things when you're in the gym. What I mean by that is do some interval training on the Stairmaster or interval training on the elliptical or the treadmill. Interval training means taking it at a lower intensity and then for a certain amount of time and then taking it up to a higher intensity. And then you go back down to the low and then you go back down to the high. It's just a better way for you to burn more fat and calories throughout the day. So try to vary your incline or your pace and speed just so that you're burning more calories when you're doing these exercises. Again, while you're at the gym, you can always look online if you're not sure what to do and see if you can find a workout that you can use in the gym that you're at. So I hope that these travel tips were helpful for you. I hope you enjoy your summer vacation and I hope that you can still stay on track with your health and fitness goals. For more tips, recipes, and more motivation, you can always find me on Facebook at Slim with Steph 13. I thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you've had a great, wonderful episode with me. Remember, I'm here on the third Wednesday of every month at 1:30 p.m. Have a fit and healthy day.